Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Secretary General and the President will make brief statements and then take a couple of questions. Secretary General.
President Filip Vuanovic, welcome to NATO headquarters on this very special occasion. On Monday, the instruments of accession was deposited in Washington, and from then on, Montenegro is a full member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It was an honor to be there together with Prime Minister Markovic, and at the moment, Montenegro officially became the 29th member of our alliance. Later today, we will raise Montenegro's flag here at the NATO headquarters, welcoming Montenegro's membership in the NATO family. NATO is an alliance of democracies, united by a single purpose, to stand with each other and defend each other. Montenegro joins NATO as an equal, with a seat at our table and an equal voice in shaping the future of the alliance. I want to congratulate you, Mr. President, as well as the people of Montenegro, for everything you have achieved. Since NATO's foundation, we have always kept our door open to those who share our values and who can contribute to our security. Montenegro's accession sends a message to other states that seek membership, that if a country travels the path of reform, embraces democracy and the rule of law, and proves itself willing to and able to contribute to our collective defense, sharing the responsibilities as well as the rewards, then it too can join the alliance. Montenegro's accession is good for Montenegro, it's good for NATO, it's good for the stability of the Western Balkans, and it's good for international peace and security. Today is a historic day, so President Vuanovic, welcome so much to NATO. It's a great honor to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you for coming. Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, today is a great day for Montenegro, the country that together with NATO marks and celebrates its accession, the fulfillment of our strategic goal. It is a great success and a historic event. Only 10 years after restoration of our independence, our hard work and strong commitment to reform made us a member of NATO. With NATO membership, our future will be stable, secure, and prosperous, and we will make decisions about the most important issues within the strongest, the most organized, and most efficient alliance in the history of mankind. On behalf of my country and mine too, I use this opportunity to convey our sincere gratitude to Secretary General Stoltenberg and all the allies for the strong and valuable support they have given us. We are also grateful to NATO for organizing today's extraordinary ceremony, which represents a joint success for both the Alliance and Montenegro. We become members of the Euro-Atlantic community and continue to contribute to the fulfillment of core purposes and values of the Alliance. NATO continues to serve us as a beacon of hope for all these willing to meet its standards and share its values. Today's flag raising ceremony is also a symbol of our success and definitive proof that open door policy is indeed alive. I am sure that Montenegro will be a reliable member of NATO. Thank you for your attention.
Okay. Yes, please. Julian Barnes, Wall Street Journal.
Mr. Secretary General, two questions for you. One, the EU announced some defense initiatives today. Are you worried that either the new funding initiative or other initiatives they're pursuing will create duplication with NATO? Are you both organizations treading on the same ground? And a question for you on the Incirlik base and the dispute between Turkey and Germany. Are you worried that this dispute will spread to the NATO base, to the AWACS, where German pilots are? And on principle, should parliamentarians be allowed to visit a NATO country and review their troops? And finally, Mr. President, now that your country is in NATO and the issue of membership is settled, is there a possibility for reconciliation between the opposition and the government? Is it time for a compromise deal to restore sort of more normal parliamentary workings in your country now that the NATO issue is settled?
Stronger European defense will also contribute to stronger NATO, because it will strengthen the European pillar in NATO. We have to remember that more than 90% of the people living in the European Union, they live in a NATO country. So as long as what the European Union does is complementary to NATO and not duplicate NATO structures and institutions, I just welcome the efforts to strengthen European defense. New funding mechanisms for instance, developing capabilities is actually a tool I think can be of great importance, because it will help developing new European defense capabilities. That is something we really need. But it will also help, the way I understand this new mechanism, to motivate and to give the incentives to European countries to go together in the development of new capabilities, meaning addressing the challenges related to a very fragmented European defense industry. So the new funding mechanism will help to develop new capabilities, but also to develop new capabilities in a more coherent and coordinated way, and that will help both to spend more and to spend better, which is absolutely and fully in line with what NATO also is working for, and we welcome that from the European side. When it comes to Incirlik, that has been an issue we have addressed over some time. I've been in contact both with the German government and with Turkish authorities. I know also that it's a direct dialogue, of course, between Turkey and Germany. I will speak with Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen later on today. The German planes at the Incirlik base, they are there under bilateral agreements or arrangements with Turkey, while the AWACS planes, which are based on the base or in Konya, they are under NATO command and under NATO arrangements. So this is two very different things, and I haven't seen anyone linking the problems and the challenges related to the German deployment at Incirlik with the NATO deployment at Konya. So I'm confident that we will continue at Konya as before.
We are dedicated to have our opposition party in our parliament, and I think membership in NATO is a new impetus for our communication. And we are ready to do everything to show that it is the best way to have adequate level of political life, and I expect our opposition to have new position of Montenegro as a member of NATO, knowing that it is so important for us to be in our parliament. And that during this occasion, I invite them to be in parliament and to be together for all achievements of Montenegro.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Georgian TV company, Rustavi Tu, Tamara Nutsubidze. Secretary General, what do you think, what does this enlargement means for Georgia and also for Ukraine? And Mr. President, congratulations from Georgia, and the same question for you. Thanks.
The enlargement of NATO, the fact that Montenegro now becomes the 29th member of NATO, shows that NATO's door is open. And it also shows that countries that are implementing reforms, modernizing the defense and security structures, pursuing the rule of law, strengthening democratic institutions, as Montenegro has done, they can also join the alliance. And therefore, we will continue to work with Georgia. We have implemented many measures. We have the substantial package, different elements of cooperation. We have the Joint Training and Evaluation Center. I know that the NATO Parliamentary Assembly recently visited Georgia. So we have a very close political dialogue. We have practical cooperation. And this contributes and helps Georgia moving forward on its Euro-Atlantic integration.
I shall fill in, Secretary General.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all we have time for. Thank you.